Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages out of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43 and then Isaiah chapter 9, some familiar passages. First, out of Isaiah 43, beginning at verse 5 and a few verses thereafter. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. And then out of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light shone. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Well, believe it or not, here we are entering into another year of new beginnings, new expectations, new opportunities, and without a doubt, its own share of new uncertainties. And as we do, let's look to the prophet Isaiah for guidance and encouragement. In the midst of difficult, dark, and uncertain times, Isaiah brought a message of hope, a can-do message from God, of the kind of spirit and attitude we should demonstrate. The spirit and attitude to move us into this new year with boldness, with God, looking to be and to do our best. Isaiah was commissioned by the Lord to reach the rebellious, self-centered, idolatrous Israelites. And when God called out across the land asking, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Isaiah raised his hand and said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So God sent Isaiah, this time to his people and again with his message of hope. His people who, once again, were off track, who had turned away from God and were worshiping false idols and false gods. They were on the wrong paths, going through life with insincere hearts and not following God's will for their lives. They were not only enslaved in Egypt until God rescued them, but their entry into the Promised Land was delayed for 40 years because of their disobedience. But even more, they were slaves to doubt and fear and uncertainty. They set God to the side, put him in a box, and trusted their own way. As a result, nothing had gone well for them. Here's the picture. God's children living in crippling fear of what would happen next. Enemy invasions, worshiping false gods, gripped by doubt in their future because they couldn't let go of the past, resulting for them in a never-ending cycle of defeat. Not at all, I would suspect, unlike some of our lives today. And so Isaiah enters that scene, and while confronting them for their waywardness, remarkably, he comforts them and offers forgiveness from God, because that's what God told him to do. And he begins to point them back to hope and tell them that God is doing a new thing. He is making a way and will forgive their sins and remember them no more. It's a new day. Isaiah came to share with Israel that God promised that he would be doing something fresh and new, something different in their lives. It is what he always does with us, even today. The Hebrew word for new means expectancy and optimism. Isaiah was telling them that God was doing something unprecedented, something they couldn't imagine. God did it in so many ways, and he did it in the birth that we celebrated again a week ago. And that's what God continues to do for us today. He is active and is always about doing something new in our lives, something that will spring up, not as quickly as that word would seem to apply, but instead like a flower grows gradually, steadily, in God's timing, to grow into something beautiful and God-honoring in our lives. That's what Isaiah was saying way back then. And that's what the birth of Christ we just celebrated says to us again today. And from all of our past experiences with God, we can trust that God is still at work in the world and in our lives and for our good, despite what may be happening to us in us or around us. And to get there, we simply need to trust and follow him, to allow all he is doing to unfold in his perfect timing, to keep moving, and to look forward in life with an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of optimism, and with a sense of renewed wonder at all that is still before us, not anchored in the past, not following our own way, but instead looking forward with him into a new day, a new year, new adventures, a new life, and attitude of hope with him. In a day or so, I'll take the lighted Christmas trees and other lights from off the front porch and bushes at our house. When I do, it'll get pretty dark in the front of our house. We live a good bit out from the city center of town with all the downtown lights, so our house will be enveloped again in darkness with all the Christmas lights removed. We will go from the light in front of our house that we have had during the past few weeks into darkness, or so it would seem. And it's for just that reason that God sent Isaiah way back then, because his children were living in a world of darkness, a world where they were separated from the God who loved and created them. And as he came, Isaiah spoke these words to them: "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." Isaiah prophesied that a great light would come into the world, a light that would penetrate the darkness of the world and the darkness of our lives. And it is a light that all the darkness and doubt, the disappointment, despair, and defeat, all the evil and oppression of the world could never and would never overcome. And that's what we were reminded of again last week. The light of Christ, the light of hope, came and is here and is always here and is always with us. As we move into this brand new 2019 year together, take this story about Robert Louis Stevenson with you as we move forward with God into all that is before us. Stevenson was from Edinburgh, Scotland. He was a sickly child of affluent parents, and so it seems that one afternoon his parents had left the little Stevenson with his nurse in the house. Being sickly and without much opportunity to spend any time outside of his room, he had often passed the time and amused himself by looking out his window on the streets below. On this particular evening, as twilight descended upon the countryside, he had observed the lamplighter walking up the hill with his ladder and torch, lighting the street lamps on the side of the street one by one as he came up the hill. The little boy watched him for a while with his thin little nose pressed tightly against the window pane, and suddenly, turning from the window, he exclaimed, "Nurse, nurse, there's a man out yonder punching holes in the darkness." And my friends, that's what God did. And that's what God is always doing, punching holes in the darkness of our lives and world. That's what the birth of his son over 2,000 years ago, which we celebrated again the other day, was all about. The light of hope was coming into the world that all the darkness would never and could never overcome. God was punching holes in the darkness then and today and forever. That's what Isaiah was saying way back then. And that's what Christmas means today and in every day to come. That light, Jesus Christ, that light of hope, has come into the world and punched holes in the darkness of our world and the darkness of our lives. And with that light, we can move on with confidence and boldness into all that is before us, with an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of optimism, an attitude of wonder, an attitude of hope, with the amazing love and light of God leading the way. Once again, my friends, Merry Christmas. And now, a happy and hope-filled New Year to each of you, dear family and friends. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this New Year's Day, for this new year of opportunities that you've set before us, opportunities that we need to approach with a sense of optimism, a sense of wonder, a sense of expectancy, because you are always active in the world and our lives. Thank you for what you did that we celebrated a week ago, the birth of your son and sending that light of hope into the world for us. Thank you for all that you will do in our lives this day, tomorrow, and every day throughout this year and beyond. as we follow you and lead you into all that we can be and all that you want us to be and all that you want us to do with you and for you for others. Thank you. And thank you for your Son. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.